Blog Talk Radio.
Real Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Real Radio Part 2 of the Real Radio KBAKA Trillion Part 3, Part 2. So, the first link, just ended the second part. Listen, so I was saying about breast milk. My body survives on liquid consumables also when I'm not, like, around a lot of people with anything other than positive currency solely, even as an adult. This is desirable for me. At that degree, even the natural vegetation systems are required. You know, when we get up to, you know, just natural, you know, just a nipple is really good. When the body's really balanced, like the hemoglobin, you know, when the nutritional system and the body are balanced, my body requires no additional liquids in their food consumption. This is where electric impulses and energy become a driving force. When you begin seeking energy for more than consumables, the sunshine, that's another conversation, electric energy. Consuming flesh also changes natural immunity. In children and adults, breast milk promotes natural growth, health, and positive spiritual expression. I'm a vegan now. I do not eat meat. So that's the international word. Don't let international police see you overweight. Exercise. Quick. Hide out till you get skinny. Don't let people use you for crimes. Even if it's a group organization that calculated to the degree that most overweight people couldn't even keep their body healthy or stop the negative groups from working in secondary functional systems. Just a general rule. I'm sure that there's some exceptions, though, so I think. Yeah, I've seen some cute, thick girls, though. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's just doesn't do me, though, when you connect or get too close, and all of a sudden this dark secret spirit starts telling me to eat heavy and do things that I don't generally do, so I'm not really with it. I can't really do that. I've learned to shy away from people who are, as a rule, more than 30 pounds overweight. They probably understand what's going on, so y'all understand what they're talking about, don't you? It's been I've been 200 pounds before, though. So, I mean, I've been out of block. You know, I had to get my 165 pounds back on. You know. So, don't eat meat anymore either, though. You know, I don't eat meat, you know, either. Just a suggestion. How do I get people to the shows, they ask? Well, the thing is, you know, mostly, with most, most record labels, do that for the artists. You know what I'm saying? Most record labels do their own marketing, their own sales. So we don't really, like, do that ourselves. So you'll have to come see me at the show, though. I've got music you love, you know, for guidance in the dark. I'm your musical family. So you can grow up on the music that's going to ensure you see a wealthy, healthy, and prosperous, loving future. Okay, so we all learning. You know, we're working together to stay number one, so, or reach that number one position. So we the number one team that you're supposed to listen to. This is your music. This is the music you're supposed to work with. So, you're supposed to see me perform at the show. You're supposed to listen to the music when you're doing your homework, you know, when you're working out, in your headphones, your iPod. I'm saying it again so you all understand what this is. All the schools around the country and the world, you know, you're going to see me performing at your school. Ask your school, you know, the label usually does that. But, you know, in the meanwhile, tell me when to come perform in the auditorium. Send me an email message on Facebook or text me. You know, we'll invite you to the next concert. So you can come, we can come to your school auditorium. You can come to the show. Occasionally, you know, we had some people marking, hey, you know what? I give you 10 tickets to the show. You can help me promote too, you know. Then they normally sell like $25 to $100. I give it to you. You can sell it for $10 to $75. Son, make a little pocket cash. Put it in your pocket. Yeah, you can work with us. What was that? Sexual positions do I like? What school did that come from? Well, yeah, I like making love to you like missionary style, you know what I'm saying? So our pelvic areas can press closely together, so you know your clitoris is stimulating, you're peeking in pleasure. All these names, yeah, I like missionary. All these names of these different positions didn't really work for me. I was kind of looking for some names of all the different positions. I got a few other positions that I like. In the vagina from the rear, you know, that really, I think that would feel good to you. You know what I'm saying? From the front, you know, straddling my leg with my legs open, and you in the middle. I need to experiment a little though, you know, with you, so we can find the positions that work the best for you. I got a few more that I like. However, you know, we have to see what we come up with when we get together, because like I say, you know, I haven't really been with anybody so like recently, you know. So, you and me, we have to experiment when we get together and find what the positions that work best for us are. All right. Well, what about the fathers and mothers? That's for the girls. The girl asked me these questions. You know, like, okay, well, ladies, y'all know y'all ask those questions too. Try to act like you all. You know, that's how you got your kids. You know what I'm saying? With that leg up over your shoulder, y'all know that. So, you know, with all due respect to the kids, though, you know, I try to keep it like, you know, keep it, you know, pretty much mainstream, though, y'all. Okay, I love you. What about the fathers and mothers that say they don't feel comfortable with my music and with me being around their daughters? That's a really good question. Whether the content, or whether the content to the music is acceptable or not. I mean, you know, well, first, okay, let me explain something. My music is made by girls, really. So, I mean, I rap material, I make the music. However, most of my music is inspired. Girls 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13. This is what happens when you know, when youth begin puberty and or, you know, when they begin having hormones, and most parents need help managing their children. I'm not even going to kid you. Children with both parents, children with only one parent in the household, foster care, independent kids, even up to 18 plus. Some of you adults are kids who are seeking intelligence and how to live free on your own. So the children, they sit in their rooms, you know what I'm saying, wishing, praying, females seeking, yearning for a certain type of male to show them affection, you know what I'm saying, love and happiness. You know, a man who can provide adoration, make them feel good, you know, make you smile. You know, Hello Kitty could talk. Sanrio, she would say all kitties like to purr. You know what I'm saying? Rub me, hold me, so I can purr. It's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Just like men, you know, say the same thing about the experiences. When there's an imbalance in raising the youth seek a strong and able source to provide them spiritual love. Why, you know, some girls end up at home masturbating. You know what I'm saying? You know, babies get their vaginas and their penises rubbed extensively after they use the bathroom, you know, by like parents, guardians, even the babysitter. You know what I'm saying? Changing diapers. You know, it's real. Listen, all the way up until the diaper's discarded and potty training starts. The cool baby wipe, the warm towel. You know what I'm saying? Anybody see Eddie Murphy and Coming to America? The Royal Jewels. Look, let me tell you something, you know. Adults like a mate in the opposite gender who make it feel good also, right? Don't you? Guess what? In-between ages aren't any different. You know, between when you a baby and when you adult, you know, all the little ages in between are different. In between is no different. That, you know, it's just the whole entire while in between, if the parents, parents aren't getting it, you know, anymore for the child, we're all seeking someone to keep it feeling good within reason. Trust me. I'm not saying we have to, you know, have been misappropriating ourselves or each other or anything. It's just the truth. You know, I like the idea of a beautiful lady who, you know, have power appeal and attraction, making it feel good for me also. You know, we all, no matter what age, are preparing for reproduction. You know what I'm saying? Procreating, or you in a whole nother system. Me, you, most of us, and I, you know, I feel for senior citizens because, you know, people who like have hysterectomies or vasectomies or surgeries that impair reproduction, you know, I feel for you. I've even had people try illegal vasectomies on me at one point. You know, I didn't tell anybody I wanted to, one of y'all snipping my testicle tubes or whatever you call them. You know what I'm saying? However, it didn't work. Yeah, they didn't snip me in any apparent way. You know what I'm saying? I work. I reproduce. Ladies who have experienced menopause, you know, put your men on play. If your men are on pause, put them on play. Don't sit around afraid. You know, reproduction is a natural thing. Everybody, even you, has to reproduce one day and have offspring. And I'm sure that there are a few exceptions, like those born without genitals and others. You know, the scary thing for parents, though, is when they're unprepared and haven't had information on how to raise a child or how to survive when raising offspring. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you don't have any idea how to take care of yourself and have no information on how to manage offspring, get it. You know, I'll help you. It's easier than you think. As long as everybody's working together, everybody loves having artists to work with. You know, who understands them. So, somebody who's passionate about the intimacy, their experience, and our living experience. So that's me. You know, I didn't really choose my music. My music chooses me. You know, these girls walk up to me and say, you know, you're the only man for me. Or, you know, they say, Emperor King, man, you're the only man for me. All of a sudden, then later it becomes a song. You know, that it's crazy, you know, the kind of things that happen to me. You know, I've been minding my own business. You know, they'll come up to you, touch their crouch, you know, 10 years old now, and say, you know, you and me making love. And I'm looking, I'm saying, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I can hear them in my spirit later saying, rap, you know, make a song. You and me making love. You and me making love. Then it becomes a song. You know what I'm saying? I've actually tried going the other way. You know, will some of these girls team up on me and tell me, you're supposed to make our music. You know, in the park, at the library, at the schools, the way things work. More than 700 songs. They knew who I was, where I was going before I got there. Told me stand there, 3-year-old with her father, standing right there, hopped off her bike in training wheels and put her pants down and drawers down so she could show me what I'm supposed to be getting. You know, while she start urinating at the tree. And her whole thing, everybody has to do that. I had to get it. Girls and ladies, you know, I had to show you. You know, they want to show me how they mature, how appealing they are. You know, fathers, don't your girls run the room showing you their perky nipples as they mature? Aren't you planning their futures? When they're going to reproduce, with whom? You know, don't shy away from me. I'm not the monster here. You know, I've never had a problem with any lady. Shorter changing diapers, my niece or godchildren or family and friends, a pebble example for my goddaughter showing, like, general love. You know, removing objects from, you know, a friend of mine's daughter's vagina or something that she's getting there and scared her so much. Overall, showing love, everybody loves me. Girls love me, fathers, mothers, grandparents, aunties, uncles, the girls, ladies, everybody loves me. You know, I've had like a few girls say, you know, I made love to them when I had to make a correction. You know what I'm saying? Look, my thing is this. Don't say I made love to you if I didn't make love to you. You feel me? I wouldn't mind, like, you know, you want to make love, but don't tell people if we, you know, really didn't make love. If you dream about making love to me, or if you listening to my music while you're at home masturbating and putting lotion on or oil on after you stepped out the shower, you feeling good, privately massaging your body all night because your parents or, you know, no one else is really doing that, which is perfectly okay, you know, but then, you know, I'm not really making love to you. You know, I'm not the one masturbating you. If my hand's not on your vagina, and you're in your room alone, listening to my music, or in the spiritual network that makes music, or you know, if you move into a place, a girl who may show me some love, Liv, look, that's you masturbating you, not me. That's not really me making love. I mean, I may have some love for you. I got a lot of love that I probably haven't given you yet, physically. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. Her, don't lie and say that we made love or say I masturbate, you know, or say, you know, you probably minding your business with the right to experience personal excitement, pleasure, and look, that's not rape either. If you're alone in your room masturbating, you're thinking about somebody else, or you think about me, or you know, I come across your mind. So don't tell anybody that somebody did something to you. Like if they didn't really do that to you, you know, if you were all alone, you know, I can't make you do anything. That's you wanting to do that. That's, if you masturbate, you go. Don't go tell somebody I'm masturbating. If you all alone in your room, that's you masturbating. That's you thinking about me making love to you. So, you know, that's you wanting to make love to me. That's you, you know, wanting to have my baby. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can make you do anything. You know, I've had girls and ladies tell me that their parents can't really rationalize with what is and when they fantasize about me. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand. Everybody needs love. Skin's the largest organ on the body. So everybody needs a massage. You know what I'm saying? Personally, it's like I was telling about the kids, you know. In between when kids are children and when you're adult, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? I recommend your parents, guardians, and significant others for those with spouses mate, for those with spouses. Feel me? Personally, doing this themselves or from somebody else works. Massage, you know what I'm saying? I recommend your parents, your guardians, or significant others for those with spouses or mates is what I was saying. How many people put lotion and massage? Lotion or massage the baby's whole body after bath? How many people have done that? How many of y'all bathe your little sister, your little brother, or your baby and massage the whole body? I mean, come on. You don't leave nothing out. You massage behind the ears, the head, the eyes, the genitals. You get in between it. You got to make sure in between is clean, the genitals. If it's a boy, you make sure the testicles and the shaft, it's all clean. You make sure the vagina's clean. You know, when they go to the bathroom, you make sure there's no defecation in between the vagina lips of the baby. You know what I'm saying? You make sure it's safe. What's the difference when you get older? You know, babies need massage their whole bodies. Listen, okay? Adults, how many adults go to the masseuse? You want your back massage, you want your chest, your stomach, your legs, your arms. You know, people like their genital massage too, but what I'm saying, what's the difference between when you're a baby and when you're an adult? Oh, wait. It's okay for babies. It's okay for adults. Okay, tell me what the difference is in between. Look, let me tell you what. In between you as a baby and you as an adult is when most people are trying to get something that they should not have been meticulously managed with planning. Okay, family connection with other families whom they have made. It's when most people most sexual thieves steal male and female virginity in between when they're a baby and when they're adult. And most parents, even the persons themselves, never see it. How many people been misappropriated in between when you was a baby and when you was an adult? And nobody really saw it. You feel me? That's when most sexual predators prey on you in between, like you a toddler and adult. You know what? Why all of a sudden you can't massage your 10-year-old's body? You can't put that lotion on all of a sudden? What is it? Would Adam and Eve hide themselves in the garden because there was sin present? I'm not getting all religious. What I'm saying is, like, what's going on now that wasn't going on when they were babies? In between. It's all legal. Made me feel good. I'm your child. I love y'all, though. You know, I'm not saying you have to call. It doesn't require misappropriation. I'm just saying. How are that? Look, biologically, if you haven't reproduced, even if the hymen has, if the hymen's been ruptured, the virginity exists nonetheless. People's praying. They're debased. So, you know, these are your concerns, not mine. Okay? Like, I'm not the person you got to worry about. You know, my music and the content of my music just represents what people are going through, what people are experiencing, what these girls are experiencing. You know? It was up to me. I mean, I don't know, you know? Y'all like the music also, so. Adults, you know, adults make love to my music all the time. I remember R. Kelly saying a few things to you. R. Kelly's been a real huge inspiration, too, like in his music, Honey Love, and all those older classics. His first classics he made in the beginning. That's, you know, people listen to the music. You generally put your favorite music on when you're alone by yourself. And that's what we're experiencing here. I seek to mate with a beautiful, fair mate. You know, that hasn't reproduced with another man. I remember Russell Simmons saw Kimora when she was a high school model. I remember, like, 13, 14, 15, 17. Tyra Banks, same thing. Like, remember Tyra was, like, 11, 12, 13, and on. You know, how many ladies' marriages were planned from ages, you know, 17, 16, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, since before they were born? Some families already knew what family their baby was going to mate with before they was born, before they even got pregnant. I had a beautiful blessing at what, 10, 11, tell me she was born for me. I put it in the music. You know, it sound like this. When I said it, you were born for me, because that's what she told me. Same for all my music, you know. This the girls' music. They made it for themselves, for their future, you know, the wealth. They seek having a secure, pay for wealthy living experience when they are maturing and ready to reproduce, luxury cars. And, you know, told me, you're the one for me. We choose to make it for us. You know, they securing their future by making it in me and expect the world to answer their prayers. Millions, billions around the world telling me that they're seeing me wealthy, raising me up as an artist, a CEO. So they can have the company that work for them, you know, working and providing at the appointed hour. You know, we free. We live eternal. Everything's paid for. The youth, you, our destiny, our future in me. You know what I'm saying? This where you all put it, alive and living color. So I can deliver the message to the world. I'm comfortable, you know. The content is natural, undeniably. Okay, Invincible. I saw a beautiful lady walking the other day, you know. It's like some people speak, you know what I'm saying, loud without saying nothing. What does invincible mean? Too powerful to be defeated or overcome. Impossible to defeat or prevent doing what is intended. Woo! You can't stop me. I'm invincible. I mean, it didn't mean that, you know, you couldn't get a paper cut on your finger. That didn't have nothing to do with invincible, you know what I'm saying? Some people have been all shot up. That didn't mean they weren't invincible. They ain't got nothing to do with the power to be defeated. Too powerful to be defeated or overcome. Impossible to defeat or prevent from doing what is intended. If there is a mission, it's like Jesus, the Messiah. If there's a mission, you can't stop me from accomplishing the intended and the original mission that I have been destined and or accomplished. That's invincible. Anybody can say anything about anybody. Okay, there's another question. I've had people who wanted to be me so extensively that they thought slander per se and or terrorist threats, you know, talking bad about me and threatening me was the way they would compensate. Or if you put somebody down, all of a sudden they get raised up. Yeah. I mean, I had, you know, people telling people I'm a murderer or a thief, or that I was masturbating their daughters, or, you know, raping their child, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, that's not me. I found that generally when people haven't told on the person that really did it, even when it's them doing that to their child, you know, they try making it look like I was doing that to them. Only thing is that they really, you know, that really doesn't work for you, because, you know, that really doesn't work for those in another country even also that I've never met, because I've never been in that country. So you know, they've never been here either. How can you say I did something to you? You in a whole other country, a whole other part of the world. You ain't never been in the U.S. I ain't never been in the U.S. I mean, come on. You know, don't just let your mouth move with destructive lies. Tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? When the investigation's all over, we all realize the person slinging allegations was unstable, and all these mothers that, you know, wanted to have a baby with me instead of their daughters weren't really doing me at first. I had people over my dead body, so I'm saying, yeah, and me being with their, you know, about me being with their daughter. Instead, planning a marriage correctly or just, you know, bringing her to the show is what we really need. You know, I'm looking to plan for the future, to plan reproduction, so we can all live wealthy, we can live free. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ever done, like, anything, anybody's children. I stay positive. All these mothers sitting around masturbating to my music, they don't want their daughters to see them in there with my CD. Doesn't make sense. You know, they didn't want anybody to see them in the room masturbating to my CD that they took out of their daughter's room. You know, I cleared enough other people's debt, too, you know what I'm saying? Or mothers who just want to have sex with me flagrantly, then go on to the next when I'm seeking dedication and commitment, love and true happiness. And, you know, a young lady who's able to reproduce, and a lot of these beautiful young ladies, y'all have that. You know, it makes me feel good. You know, just thinking about you. You know, with these mothers, you know what I'm saying? Mothers, look. If you're a mother who refuses to continue reproducing and or can't reproduce, however, or if you smoke or have a challenge with drinking alcohol and or other things, your daughter becomes the next available option to reproduce for your family heritage line. So let's start planning, people, you know, so we can build a future strong, wealthy and abundant, and prosperous, like we dreamed about. You know, get mad at your daughter because her vagina working a little bit more appropriately, and she, you know, she got a healthy stomach and yours is 30 pounds overweight. You feeling out of shape? Look, get in shape. Don't go slapping your daughters around and misappropriate running the room, you know, talking about you going to whoop them for no reason. Well, you in every seat of a vagina. You been doing something? I mean, abusing your daughter. Yo, let me see if there's something in there. What do you mean if there's something in there? Stay out of your daughter's vaginas and butts. I don't want to see none of y'all with your fingers up your daughter's vagina. What you're not going to find anything in there. You know? So, stop abusing your daughters just because, you know, you think they're more beautiful than you. And it might hurt some mothers, but, you know, what hurts even worse? Daughters looking at their mothers who won't just take care of themselves. Y'all go in the next room and exercise instead of bothering your daughters. Don't go running the room every 3 minutes trying to see what they're doing. They keep themselves looking good, just like you when you get it together. For all of y'all that already have it together, look, it's only love. I have everything for the family. You know, the young lady that's ready to commit to freedom, some of y'all may see me in the streets, however, don't understand my resources. You know what I'm saying? I've got the record label working. You know, with you, we can move into $1 million home, zero down, purchase a zero down luxury car, and receive an extensive currency extension from albums already sold. You know, it's foolish doing some of these things. While I'm alone and without love, you know, it's boring also. So, you know, I did that. You know, I did that, then came back to the city to find y'all. Moving to the house, it was boring, man. I got to come back and find some love. People will work with me, you know. People will work with me. You know, some people will show me some love. Give it to me, experience the wealth with me. You know, so the entire family can shine. You know, that's what the Vision Manifest site at yourdreamsreality.com is all about. Us partnering up so we can all see the wealth. I've been a babysitter before. you know, in college, if anybody says I did them wrong, they lie. You know what I mean? Maybe if I, you know, charge a simple $20 a day for 4 hours and 8 years went by without pay, you know, you might have some money for me, right? I mean, I might have been able to actually live in a nice spot with 3 or 4 clients or so. So, you know, while going to school, think about me. You know what I'm saying? Some people haven't really thought about me when they just was thinking about themselves. Yeah, I never heard anybody say anything other than positive things about me around their children, as a matter of fact. However, you know, people want me around their children. People love bringing them, you know, people, you know, love bringing them to the park so I can see them, feeling good, happy, enjoying quality moments with your parents is the way it's supposed to have been. You know, I'm a godfather to millions, billions across the globe who call me their dad warrant or their god dad in the spirit, because the music is the compassion that they need. You know, listen to it. Find your favorite song. You don't have to like every song. Find the one that represents you the most. Play it again and again. You know, when you're all alone. You know, when you're in there feeling good. When, you know, some of y'all, even the parents, when you're with your kids, you know what I mean, when you in there exercising, you know, in the car, in your headphones while exercising, you know, or at the desk, working, in school, on the metro, in your car, you'll find you like me more than you think. And the music, when you channel your focus positively in love, even with your kids, show some love. Like I do when I tell you how good it feels to have your support as a fan, you know, as a family member, and as a heavenly experience indeed. Let me see. All right, here goes another one of those questions. Boy, y'all ask me just about anything, don't you? I said just ask me just about anything, so I'm going to get this one. Do I do anal or oral? Okay. Incredible questions. Y'all got me blushing a little bit. Look, man, I mean, who chooses these questions? Like 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds. Well, I... it's girls who ask me these questions, by the way, so I'm just asking because millions are waiting for the answer. Well, I don't. First of all, I'm not gay. I don't do men. So, you know, trust me, this is girls that want the answers to this. I don't do anal, really. I've been around the block before. However, they made the block for a reason. Generally, inserting the penis in the lady's anus generates such a negative current. When done intentionally in repetitious cycles, that I don't have any desire in doing that necessarily per se. However, I mean, don't make any plans for anal. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind kissing your vagina. You know, licking it in a little. You know, licking it a little to make it feel good. Let me see. I think it started raining outside. Now, you know, it starts raining, that everything's good. I don't mind, like I said, I don't mind licking it a little bit to make it feel good. I have parents. Like in Africa, do that to ensure the genitals are clean for both, like, the males and females. You know, when there's, like, no running water and the saliva assists in building immunity and healing, preventing irritation. And so, you know, I don't mind experimenting and oral copulation with you. Obviously, you know, like, I'm talking to a female. I just say that because I don't want nobody misunderstood. I'm not interested in men. I am a man. I'm not interested in men. If I was a girl or a lady, I'm a man. So I like ladies. I like girls. I like females. Okay, so let's keep that straight. Obviously, when we get together, as long as you clean, you know, taking a bath or shower is easy. I like to, you know, I like to see it naturally cleansing as well. You know, like I said in the other interview, drink plenty of water. I like to see it dripping, you know, dripping clear fluid. Little to no meat, fruits and vegetables, salad, no fatty foods, no smoking or alcohol. Then, yeah, I mean that's natural. Athletic body, long hair. The smoking alcohol. The only reason I say no smoking alcohol, those alter the endocrine system and reproductive cycle. When we seeking to keep it natural, so like I say, long hair and athletic body, you have to be very careful about oral copulation also, because these are some, you know, there are some who have actually accidentally split and bit down and damaged both the penis shaft and the clitoris with their teeth. So you gotta be really careful with the teeth. Okay. Let me see. Yeah. Okay. Now we got a few minutes here. We got about 6-7 minutes, and then we're gonna go to part three. So I'm getting that done. Okay. So, look, you gotta be careful about the teeth. Okay. Like I was saying, some have actually bit down and damaged penises and clitoris with their teeth, let alone people who actually plan on biting off a man's penis or a lady's clitoris in the nipple. People will smile with you, laugh, giggle, and make love to you. And this has happened before, so, you know, there are police reports, you know, and they'll look at you and say, well, I'm the last person you'll ever have sex with, you know. I've heard that before, you know, and I hope you enjoyed it before they swallow the penis or spit it on the toilet or cook it like a hot dog later on, or turn it into an embalmed dildo later or something, you know, and we want to avoid those. So the thing is that, you know, we wonder how some people become transsexuals or why some female stimulation may not have been, like, as extensive as shit. Some networks, even the oral copulation network, may have been originally a network created as a phase one, a series of phases used to desensitize males and females so they wouldn't see a future planned tragedy coming. You know, you must guard your genitals. Don't just let anybody put their mouths on your penis or your nipples or your clitoris or your genitals. You know what I'm saying? Definitely don't put your penis in a dog's mouth either, or animal's mouth. Same thing with your ladies. Be careful about cats and dogs and all that licking on your vagina. Because if they bite your clitoris off, then what do you do? They bite your nipple. You know, girls putting honey on their nipples and stuff. Be careful. You know, when your nipples start growing, when you start getting a little perking, yeah, treat them right. I actually have to say these things, though. You know what I'm saying? Because kids are coming to the hospitals before, or police say, hey, you ask them, you know, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you did that? Yeah. No breasts, nipples, and dogs and cats or other animals' mouths. Okay. I'm not saying it happens to everyone. However, you have to think. You know, even animals have, for no reason, become volatile at moments and just for no reason bit down. You know, alligators with trainers and stuff, koalas. Yeah, y'all remember Sigmund and Freud, the tiger in the Vegas show, and its owner. You know. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, some people do this for pleasure as well. Anybody is at risk, though, even your parents. You know, some parents will like their genitals working as effective as their children, you know. You got to understand, you have to keep a watchful eye, though. When once a parent's altering sex intentionally in their children, either, then saying it's supposed to be that way, you know. Don't mean you can't enjoy yourself. Just mean guard yourselves accordingly. You may also want to consider a mouthpiece or something. You know, some providers online and romantic shops that have lingerie and other sensual items provide products that prevent the mouth from shutting or closing on a nipple or a penis or a clitoris. This way, even for mothers who breastfeed, you know, they don't have to worry about y'all don't have to worry about children with new teeth biting down too hard on your nipples. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just put it in their mouths to guard your nipple from the teeth or the jaw pressure. It's great also for cunnilingus and or oral stimulation from a mate, a partner, or a parent, guardian, or the likes that you have that have that. Yeah, but you got to be careful, okay? Because things like that happen. Also, girls, ladies, don't fight. Don't argue. Look, there are many fans, so many models for the magazine. So just focus on meeting me personally. Don't worry about the next girl or the next lady. I'm excited about meeting you. Don't hate or anything else. Don't hate on anybody else's shine. Just focus on you, okay, beautiful? Plus, we need a whole bunch of girls for the magazine and the videos again and again for the entertainment shows as our audience grows around the world. Work with me. Work with us, okay? We're all a family, trust me, physically and or spiritually. The more people in our network, the more wealthy we all are. Thousands, millions, billions, trillions. KB, a.k.a. trillion. That's the way we become successful, okay? Working together. The more wealthy we are, the more people there are, okay? The more wealthy. Also, I was alone when I made most of my music, okay? I was dreaming and fantasizing also, you know, because, you know, when you're alone, when you're thinking about your future, I fantasize about music, and I project an image into the future, what it'll be like when I finally am with you, you know what I'm saying? With a female, you know, with you, my spouse. When I'm with the female that was born for me, it's right for me, my love. You understand who you are. There's only one, however, one in a million. My love's current is so strong, it takes a million ladies to even hold or conceive the love. It takes a trillion to sustain our intimacy when we get together. So think perfect. One, love. Look, this is part two. This is part three, part two. Okay, so part three is up next on Real Radio. One Star Radio, your favorite one star station, onestarradio.com, Real Radio.